Inspired by real events in 1617 Norway, Karen Millwood Hargreaves novel The Mercies is a story of love, racism, and challenging established gender roles. After the men of a northern Norwegian village are wiped out in a sudden storm at sea, the women must survive and fend for themselves. When a new commissioner and his wife arrive to restore religious order, a literal witch hunt begins. The story follows Ursa, the commissioner's wife, and Marin, a woman who grew up in the fishing village. The two are drawn together in ways that surprise them both. And our book reviewer, Betsy Capis, found The Mercies during a trip to New Zealand and recommended it to our Todd Moe. They both agreed that it was not an easy book to read, but one filled with themes we continue to deal with today.
This is a book set 400 years ago in Norway, based on a couple of real incidents. And the first one is a storm that happened way, way in northern Norway in 1617 that just wiped out fishing villages entirely, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think for me, what was interesting was I had no idea that the witch trials of the 1600s happened in Norway. You hear about the Salem witch trials, and there were, you know, King James in England was out to rid the country of witchcraft during his reign. But I had no idea that it extended that far north, and especially not into northern Norway. So that was interesting.
Yeah, and so we have a little, you kind of know the book's going to be kind of about that, but we've been talking about how the historical note doesn't come till the end of the book. And is that a good idea or a bad idea? So really the book is about, I hate telling people what a book is about, but it's really a friendship story between two women from very different parts of Norway. Ursa has to come north with her new husband, and she's from Bergen and is sort of a city girl and comes up to this place that doesn't even have any trees.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite chapters is, one of the few happy chapters is when the women decide to go out fishing, which is usually not something that women do. Did you like that chapter, Todd? I just thought it was beautiful. Actually.
That was fantastic. And, yeah. You know, I think didn't some of the women actually wear men's clothing and that sort of thing as they were heading out in the boats?
Yeah, they put on their husband's, like, waterproof clothes, whatever they were. And
right.
But, you know, it took them a long time. They basically had to be starving to death before they would do this job that wasn't their job. And Hargreaves portrays very well the sort of strict roles in that time and how difficult it was to push out of them. And then, of course, what happened if you push out of your roles too far, you were burned as a witch. I read this book twice, and of course I knew the plot the second time, and Hargreaves' writing is just beautifully poetic. You know, she's writing about horrible things, but her writing, Todd, I've never been to Norway at all, and I just sort of got a feeling for that far northern place. I thought she did a really good job with it.
Yeah, you're right when you say her writing is very poetic. And, you know, this is a really sort of intense story, but there are some lighter moments. There's a chapter where Ursa, who is the newcomer to the community, you know, as you say, she grew up in Bergen in the city in a very wealthy family. And suddenly she is in this village where she has to run a household and she doesn't know how to bake bread. Marin steps in and teaches her how to bake flatbrød, you know, flatbread. And it's really kind of a fun, at least for me, in terms of the culture, hearing about how they make the dough and they fire the oven and the baking stone. You know, I think at one point Ursa thinks that they're going to bake the stone, but just right. Realize that it's actually where you bake the bread.
Yeah. And also I learned from, you know, that was like one of their staple foods, this sort of crackers, right?
Yeah, just, flatbread, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that it was something all the other women, you probably learned how to do it when you're 5 years old, and here's this 20-year-old woman who has no idea how to make it, you know? Yeah, that was a lovely chapter. And I think, and the chapter with them going out fishing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think this was, this is a love story? The two women, Marin and Ursa, have a very strong friendship.
Yeah, but I would say, Todd, that's really not revealed. I mean, yes, I think the two women who are so totally different fall in love with each other in many different ways, you know, spiritual, physical, whatever, all of the above. And yeah, it was sort of, in a sense, I think that was the most hopeful part of a very brutal book, was this beautiful friendship and love between two women from very different cultures. And, you know, that it is possible. It can happen.
I like the book. I the characters, the strong women, and I love the fact that Kieran Millwood Hargrave took an actual event and wrote around it and created this story.
Yeah, and I don't know, Todd, if you've gone online, but you can go online and you can see visuals of that sculpture to the people who were all killed as witches, and it was like over 70 people mm-hmm. in that northern part of Norway. Mm-hmm. And there's this beautiful sort of sculpture that has mirrors that you could see the sea around it and the rocks, and that is how Hargrave originally had this idea of doing this book, was from seeing this powerful art installation. So that's pretty cool too, that art inspired art. I like that. I'm not sure who to recommend this book to. I thought it was really good, but it has to be somebody who can handle bestial humanity that we are sometimes, you know. I just felt like she did a beautiful job in this wild foreign place, but, you know, bookending it with two real events, the 1617 and then the witch trials. Yeah, it was good.
That was Todd Moe talking with our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, who lives, reads, and writes in Colton, New York.